Tucson Mayor Jonathan Rothschild said on election night the seven Democrats on the city council don't always agree with each other, but they work well together. He echoed that at the inauguration ceremony yesterday.
So happy that we will continue to work together.
The three re-elected members are Karen Ulick, Richard Fimbres, and Steve Kozacik. They say their re-elections mean the city is pleased with the way they have been working, so they do not plan to overhaul their approaches, styles, or priorities. Ulick started her third term in office this week.
The election was really an affirmation that we're pursuing the right course of action to help us recover from the economic recession and make sure that we're paying attention to all residents of Tucson.
There are budget challenges ahead for the council sworn in this week. In 2015, the city faces rising pension costs for employees, new operational expenses for the streetcar, and an ever-growing pool of infrastructure improvements.
We need to make sure that we don't jump to short-term solutions, things that can seem like solutions that could actually undermine our long-term growth and our long-term stability.
Fimbres says those sources of budget stress coming up in 2015 do not present a new challenge.
You know, when I got sworn in 2009, a week later, they told us we had a $33.5 million budget deficit, and then it went to a $44 million budget deficit, and then it went to a $55 million budget deficit, and then we got it down to $20 million. So we've been able to meet those challenges.
Fimbres says annexing land outside city limits and developing vacant land in the city will help generate revenue for programs such as city-funded after-school education, called KIDCO.
You know, the city of Tucson lives off sales tax, so we don't want KIDCO prices to go up or fares. We don't want the bus fares to go up. We got to find ways to generate the money to keep those prices low.
Kozacik says he will keep his focus on things that create jobs.
I guess my three top would be pursuing the film bill and what we can do locally for incentives, and then cajoling the state legislature to jump on board with that. Secondly, really expanding our commerce with Mexico is a huge deal.
He says his third goal is managing the city budget.
We're not going to get to structurally balanced budget by cutting. We're going to have to increase the size of the pie, and that means revenues. That means things like the jobs that the film bill will bring in. That means jobs that will come here with commerce from Mexico. That's why I call those two things game changers.
This council is going to have to think about ways to generate revenue, says Brent Durad, the president of Visit Tucson, the Metro Area Visitors Bureau. In some cases, he says, that may mean spending money to make money.
They're trying to do everything that they can to bring new business into downtown. They've invested more dollars this past year in our tourism efforts as well. Those are the kinds of things that you have to spend a little bit of money. You have to get out there and promote. You've got to be able to bring in business to be able to get those dollars back into the coffers so that the Tucson residents and businesses can benefit from those investments.
Ulick, Fimbres, and Kozacik have just started four-year terms. The other three council seats, plus the mayor, are up for election in 2 years. I'm Andrea Kelly, Arizona Public Media.